Don't give way to fear today. The Lord Almighty is your Savior, and He is with you in whatever you're facing and wherever you go. From Acts 17, verses 22 to 31. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything. And since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. And yet he is actually not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Even as some of your own poets have said, 'For we are indeed his offspring.' Being then God's offspring, we ought not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance got overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Yes, it is true that as sovereign, God is near in power and rule. But it must also be said that as Savior, he is near in presence and grace. As sovereign, he rules over all the situations, locations, and relationships that may cause me to fear. But as Savior, he is rescuing, empowering, and transforming me by grace. Because God is my sovereign, my life is never out of control. And because he is my Savior, he blesses me with everything I need to live in the middle of things that are beyond my control. He's a sovereign Savior, which means I don't need to fear, because he's with me and he provides everything I need from the places where his plan leads me. He rules, and he graces me with everything I need to live inside his rule with peace and hope and courage. Why, then, should I fear?" And this from a devotional by Paul David Tripp. The spiritual war that is being openly fought today is being waged against all that has stood the test of time. And now in this generation has the fullness of its collapse become real, and not just something dreamed up in a novel. An actual tear in the fabric of life on earth amongst mankind. Today we're witnessing the world's converged efforts to do away with everything that is good and to replace it with everything that is fluid and can change at any time, for any reason, and for anybody. This would be a definition of chaos. Where there is nothing constant, where there are no boundaries or rules that apply to all, the attraction is there for groups who are weak, who are willing, who have not found peace in what they believe because what they believe goes against God's natural order of things. What's being sold and encouraged today looks great. Looks like if everyone can do their own thing, within, of course, the acceptable boundaries, that everyone can live in peace. And the world would be a better place if only those who disagree with the new agenda, with the new rules, would simply be silenced. Today's illusion is like the hotel that looks very inviting on the outside, and the lobby is clean and welcoming. But after you pay and open the door to your room, you quickly discover that what you saw was fake. And the reality of where you are in at that moment is not where you thought you would be just a couple of minutes ago. Let me give you an example of this in my life. The first time that I visited Tampa, Florida, we were told by a relative of a family member where we could find a local hotel. And we had no reason to not trust this person. They were related by marriage, and so we went to where they told us. We found the hotel that they had told us about. We went in and got a room. And when we got to the room and turned on the light, we found that behind the television there were charred marks on the wall as though the television had started on fire at some point in time. When we pulled back the sheet on the bed, there was hair on the pillow. And this we found after having walked down the street a couple of blocks to get something to eat and on the way back to the hotel, had a helicopter fly overhead shining a spotlight down on us as we walked down the street. Well, needless to say that as the night progressed, it didn't get any better. As we realized it was not a safe place to be, we tried to get our money back, and we were told that there were no refunds. And so we had to call the Tampa Police Department, and this after being in town for only 4 hours. They came. They had to threaten the hotel with calling the fire department for an inspection if we didn't get our money back, and in the end, we got all but $10 of it back. Did it look like a bad place to stay? Did it look like a bad neighborhood? No, not at first glance. But what was revealed to us was shocking. The hotel next door to where we had taken a room was being held up when we first arrived, and the reason that the helicopters was flying overhead was that they were looking for the suspects of the robbery. We can't see all that takes place right before us, and that is truer today than even yesterday. But I want to remind you and to encourage you, the unknown God that Paul would tell those gathered that day is the same God that is yet in control of everything today. He sees everything. There's nothing that gets by him. No deed that's done. No impure thought. No unkind words. And he may not take action today, but rest assured, he is not forgotten. And unless a man comes to him seeking his face and the forgiveness of his sin, that stain upon the man will stand until judgment day and will be accounted for on that day. God has not forgotten his creation. He has not turned it over to evil, even though evil persists in its overcoming of everything that is good and decent. And so because of him, even today, while the world spins seemingly out of control, I find him bringing peace and calm and rest to my soul. I think that we're all weary of the news, in that another brick of stability seems to have crumbled in some way, and that the world, as it is now known to us, wobbles precariously back and forth, and so we're being made to believe this. This is the setup of the delusion. We were warned of these days in God's Word, and the promise that time itself will come to an end. It has nothing to do with fear, no matter one's age, but to embrace, because the God who created everything, including yourself, is yet today in control, and everything in its season will come to answer and come to end, except the reign of the kingdom of his Son, Jesus, who is the Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I can't explain the confidence I have in the Lord. It's a peace in knowing that he's there, that he's here, that he watches over me, that he loves me. Perhaps it is all beyond explanation, beyond knowing or understanding for right now. You see, we've walked together through so much, him and me. We've explored the worn paths of the past of my life. We travel the paths of today that I wander down, and as I stare out into the vastness of the heavens on display each night in turning to him, we've looked at the future of things to come. My view is limited. But he, having created all things, he knows what waits those days for me and is yet to be revealed. Perhaps the greatest in it all is the excitement not only for the witnessing of his glory and the fullness of his majesty being revealed, but in his wanting me to see and to be a part of it because he loves me. Don't fear today, but rejoice in what the morrow brings. Jesus is returning to claim that which is his own. He is returning to get his bride, the church, before the wrath of God is unleashed upon the earth. And he yearns for all to come and follow him, and he grieves for those who will not. Today, in the midst of the building of chaos, put your trust in Jesus. For he alone can save you. He alone can deliver you from this evil that has been unleashed upon the earth. He alone is the way, the truth, and the life. Deception is an easy pill to swallow. It will let you believe that you know best, and it will divide you from those who seek to help you, but you have shut out because of the lies that you hold to be true. Truth, on the other hand, is hard because it requires you to search both inside and out, and too often we don't like what it will require of us. Don't fear today, but put your trust in who may be to you today the unknown God, and rest assured there is nothing about you that he doesn't know. And praise be to God for his mercy, compassion, and the great love that he has for us. And may today be the day that he becomes known to you. Amen.